Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined in studio this weekend by Congressman Tom McClintock, a Republican who represents District 4. Congressman McClintock, we talked a lot about natural resource issues during the first segment. I'd like to talk a little bit about the spending plan that's been discussed in Washington, D.C., and the debt ceiling and everything connected to that with infrastructure and social programs. You know, where do you kind of weigh in on that whole debate?
Well, first of all, it takes a certain degree of chutzpah to call the infrastructure bill an infrastructure bill. Only a fraction of it goes for infrastructure. Most of it goes for green energy subsidies for mass transit in urban areas, and of course we'll all be paying the price for that. A very, very little of it for what we would consider infrastructure, roads and bridges. But that's only the one of the bills. The reconciliation bill is currently standing at $3.5 trillion on top of the $1.2 trillion for the so-called infrastructure bill. The problem with numbers like that is they've got no reference point in the real world. So what you really need to do is think of $1 trillion as $8,000 from your family's standard of living. Because that's what it costs. You divide the number of households in America into $1 trillion, it's about $8,000 for every household. $3.5 trillion, which, by the way, normally we only spend about $4.4 trillion a year for everything from defense to Social Security payments. This is $3.5 trillion on top of that, actually $5.5 trillion when you bleed out the bookkeeping games. They basically track permanent entitlements is only happening for a few years, so it's more like $5.5 trillion. But let's just take that $3.5 trillion number. That's about $28,000 from your family's earnings. Now, don't think for a second that we're talking about somebody else's family. When government spends a dollar, it's already decided to tax it. Government cannot put a dollar into the economy that first doesn't take out of the economy. If the government decides to give you a dollar, it is also at that same moment deciding to take that dollar from you. How does it do it? There are only three ways. Current taxes, which diminish your current standard of living. Borrowing in capital markets, which reduces your future standard of living as those loans are repaid, while at the same time, by the way, bleeding off a capital that would otherwise be available to loan to you as a consumer to make consumer purchases or a home buyer to make home purchases. And the third way, which is what they're doing right now, is simply printing a ton of money. That produces the record inflation that we're seeing. We're seeing the worst inflation now in 30 years. It's going to get a good deal worse. It hollows out your savings and your retirement funds. If you've been able to scrimp and save and put $100,000 to your retirement, well, we had a 4.3% inflation rate year over year in August. What that means is the government just took $4,300 of that $100,000 you've set aside for your retirement. You don't see it on your balance sheet, but the $100,000 you've set aside now purchases $4,300 less. You're paying that every time you go into the grocery store. Think about what you were paying for gasoline this time last year and what you're paying for it right now. That's the inflation tax, and it hits everybody. And when the left says, oh, don't worry, businesses will pay all of those taxes. Remember this, businesses don't pay a penny of business taxes. They collect it, they don't pay it. You pay it as a consumer through higher prices as businesses pass along those taxes to you as a consumer. You pay it as an employee through lower wages, or you pay it as an investor for lower earnings. There's your retirement fund again. There's no other way to pay a business tax. You pay it as a consumer, as an employee, or as an investor. And that is what is so damaging about this legislation. I mean, we can go into who they're coming after. It's pretty clear. I mean, just, you know, look at one provision of the bill, hires 87,000 new IRS agents. 87,000. You realize that is the entire population of Miami Beach, Florida, or Ogden, Utah? Imagine taking the entire population of one of those cities, giving them guns and hiring them to go out and harass taxpayers. And you know they're coming after you, not the rich and the famous. I mean, they're certainly not coming after the Biden family because of another provision of the bill. Any transactions in your account over $600 cumulatively, that means pretty much everybody's bank account, is now going to be reported automatically to the IRS. Every $600 is the threshold. Does that sound like they're going after the top 1%? No, they're coming after every family in America, and it's going to be hell. So, I mean, those are just some of the things in that monstrosity.
So over the coming weeks, how do you think this will eventually play out? What do you think will happen at the end of the day?
I don't know. That requires two skills I have always lacked, mind reading and fortune telling. I can't do either very well.
So what are you hoping that will happen at the end of the day?
Well, I'm hoping that they will end up not being adopted. The reconciliation bill only requires a majority in the Senate. Right now, there are two Senate Democratic holdouts, Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin. They're all that stand in the way. It will pass the House, even though the House has a very slender Democratic majority of only five votes. But Nancy Pelosi has been very, very good at keeping the Democrats in line. So I'd say the chances right now, I don't know, flip a coin. But I do know this. If it passes, it is going to be catastrophic to the American economy, which is already, just look at the numbers. Since Joe Biden took office, real wages of Americans have fallen every single month since he took office. And that's largely due to the inflation tax and the other provisions that he's taken to affect the everything from energy prices to food prices. You're seeing that in grocery stores and at gas stations right now. But I'll tell you one other thing this bill does is still in the bill. Now, the Senate parliamentarian, there's an argument over whether it can be and when it hits the Senate, but it's to legalize 8 to 10 million illegal immigrants who are currently in the country demanding to stay. It gives them a permanent legal status, which qualifies them for all the welfare programs, Social Security, and it gives them a special path to citizenship. Now, I want you to think about just the low end of that number, 8 million. 8 million is the entire population, every man, woman, and child, currently living in Alaska, Wyoming, Vermont, North Dakota, South Dakota, Delaware, Rhode Island, Montana, and Maine combined. That's how radical the left has become in the Congress, and Biden is calling for that legislation even while he leaves our borders wide open. They're not only actively aiding and abetting, they're actually encouraging what's going on our southern border right now, which no civilization has ever survived the kind of mass migration we're seeing right now. The Gallup polling organization, just based on their surveys throughout the Western Hemisphere, are warning us that there are 42 million people living in poverty in Latin America and the Caribbean. Forget about the rest of the world, just Latin America and the Caribbean, who intend to come here if they can, and now they are. That's the end of the country as we know it, if it's allowed to continue. And you know, people ask me all the time, how could this be happening to our country? And unfortunately, the answer is pretty simple. If you voted for the Democrats, this is exactly what you voted for. And if you're surprised by that, well, you weren't paying any attention.
You take one more break. We're talking with Congressman Tom McClintock on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.